Extreme temperatures are forecast for Western Australia this weekend, prompting health and bushfire warnings. 44 degrees is expected in Perth and close to 50 degrees in some parts in the north of the state. Caitlin Gribben has a report.
West Australian authorities are warning tomorrow's weather could be dangerous. Perth is headed for a 44-degree day with catastrophic fire conditions expected. In WA's north, temperatures will be even higher. Linton Rumble is a shire councillor in Purrabidoo, 5.5 hours drive inland of Karratha.
Today is supposed to be like 45, whatever, 46, but I measured the temperature and it's probably getting close to 50 degrees or something.
The high temperatures will bring dry and windy conditions and an increased risk of bushfire. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services has allocated extra firefighters. The department's Lloyd Bailey says people in vulnerable areas shouldn't be complacent and need to prepare their homes.
We do ask people not to just lock themselves inside in the comfort of their air conditioning, but to remain cognizant of what is going on around them. Look outside occasionally and check that they are still safe environment during.
Linton Rumbles says preparations are already in place in Parabadoo.
Well, I'll give you an idea. The company I work for, they're collecting their workers today in different groups and they all have to do a hydration test. And if they don't meet their requirements on the test that they do, they have to stay in a cool environment and drink water for up to a period of time until they pass it. And I was only talking to one chap this morning. He drank that much water he couldn't eat lunch.
Mark Bergen is from the Bureau of Meteorology.
As well as the excessive heat, we're going to see extreme to probably catastrophic fire conditions, particularly catastrophic fire conditions tomorrow through the Gascoyne and the Northern Wheatbelt. And then on Sunday, we'll see those very dangerous fire conditions spread south into the South West Land Division.
Just about every Australian state except Tasmania experienced heatwave conditions around New Year. In drought-affected Western Queensland, the high temperatures are making a bad situation worse. Tom Upton is the Chief Executive of the Winton Shire Council.
We've got a range of animals, both stock and native animals, that are weakened by the drought, that this is just pushing some of them over the edge.
What have you seen or what reports have you gotten of that?
You've got kangaroos that are so weak, they're lying on the road, they won't get up as you drive the car around, you have to drive the car around them. That's sort of how weak some of the animals are at the present time. You're seeing the numbers decrease, so there's a combination of factors. Some of them, without food, they're dying. You've got fewer animals about.
Back in WA, the Australian Medical Association is urging locals to limit alcohol intake and check on elderly neighbours this weekend. It warns heat exhaustion is a silent killer. In Parabadoo, Linton Rumble says he'll be drinking plenty of water to stay hydrated. He's even managing to find humour with the extreme conditions.
You don't need to iron your clothes. You can wash them and hang them on the line and take them off and they're like they've been ironed already by the heat. For me, I don't like ironing anyway. I normally have wrinkled clothes. So
you're looking a bit sharp around Parabadoo at the moment, are you?
I'm looking pretty good, mate, with no wrinkles in my clothes.
Parabadoo resident Linton Rumble ending Caitlin Gribben's report.